Our scripture reading for this morning comes from the second chapter of the book of the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let it be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
To be honest, last week was a crazy week for me. Games, projects, homework, it was rough. Being the procrastinator that I am, I saved this speech for the last minute. I knew I wanted to write about faith, but I didn't really know what to say exactly. My mom saw how stressed out I was and said to me, "Hannah, it's okay, it's not graded." And I realized she was right. You can't grade someone on their faith, because faith means something different to everyone. For some people, faith is what motivates them when they really need motivating. For others, faith consoles them. For some, faith is what keeps them going. For me, faith is all of these things. I think it is very important to believe that there is always someone looking out for you when you feel alone. That there is always someone that forgives you when you can't even forgive yourself. And most of all, knowing that someone loves you when you feel that no one else does. I now believe that faith is a sort of light, the light at the end of the tunnel, and the light found inside every one of us. My confirmation class has helped teach me all of these things. I know that my best and worst days are yet to come. I will finish high school, hopefully go to a good college, and start a life of my own. But with the good comes the bad. And I know that I will also face many challenges. Everything I have been taught now will pay off in those times when my faith is being tested. When I want to give up, I know I can think about everything I have begun to learn now, and I will persevere. I've also learned many other things this year, as we've covered a lot of material. From learning about the history of the church, to different parts of the Bible, to actually going out and cleaning up the community, we really have learned a lot. While everything we've been taught was very important, the more valuable lessons were the ones that didn't come from our books. It was more important to me that I learned about working together, being kind to everyone you meet, and accepting people for who they are. All of these values have been strengthened for me because of confirmation. I would like to thank Pastor Craig, my mentor Sarah, and all of the other confirmants for being with me on our faith journey. However, I'm most thankful to be part of a church that has a confirmation program that has helped me to better understand myself and my faith.
Throughout my time as a confirmant, I have learned what it means to be a follower of God. The past few months we have covered so many topics, and I have had the opportunity to explore my faith and learn more about what it means to be a Christian. Before going to confirmation class, I wasn't really sure about a lot of things. For instance, the extent of my faith. I was never really sure how my faith in believing in God made an appearance in my everyday life. Over time, I realized that it's not always big moments in life where we will present ourselves as disciples of God. It can and should be present in our everyday lives, and it should be something as simple as helping someone pick up their things they have dropped, inviting someone to sit when they are alone during lunch, or saying kind words to someone that looks like they're having a bad day. It's about remembering that we are not the center of the universe, and sometimes putting others before ourselves. One topic that really stuck out to me was discipleship and what it means to be a disciple. Although I thought it meant that just to believe in God, I guess I never really understood the true meaning. There is no set definition of what a disciple is, but in my eyes, it is someone who sticks out for all the right reasons. This person would go above and beyond to help someone out, and not to make themselves feel good, but just simply because they know it's the right thing to do. A disciple is someone who is an all-around good person in and out of the church, and it is evident that we have strong examples of these types of people in this church. My mentor, Steph, is an example of this to me. She has selflessly given up her time, both in and outside of the church, to help me through my confirmation journey. She has been by my side throughout the rest of my church life as well. She has always been there for me to ask how things are going or just to offer a kind word. I see her volunteering her time in many capacities at church without looking for anything in return. I want to model myself after someone like this. When talking about discipleship in confirmation class, we talked a lot about what our church does to help others. This conversation was fascinating to me because I was so unaware of so many of the things that this church has to offer when it comes to helping everyone. One that really stuck out to me was mission trips. Over the years, numerous people that have belonged to this church have been a part of one of the many mission trips beyond the ones that the high school youth group has done lately. Some of our mentors have participated in these experiences, and hearing their stories and memories is absolutely amazing. Someone made the comment that they could just tell how thankful one of the people were that they were helping while on the mission trip, and how they really showed how much they needed it, and that it made it all worthwhile for them. My faith is something that will continue to grow more and more as I grow as a person. I believe that it will always be a part of who I am and who I will turn out to be. Learning and taking part in this confirmation class is something that I will never forget because it gave me an opportunity to expand my knowledge about the church.
What does my faith mean to me? My faith means a shoulder to lean, cry, and stand on. My faith has been there for me no matter what. My family has a deep and rich history in the church, as my mom will often tell me that people would bring us food when they couldn't, or our babysitters came from the church, such as Jillian and Cheryl. For me, I see the church as a physical embodiment of my faith, helping me out when I need it the most. I want to be a part of the church community and help people just as they helped me out as well.
I've been going to this church ever since I was a baby, and now here I am getting confirmed. When I was a baby, I was baptized into this church. My parents decided to raise me under the Christian faith, and they developed my faith up until this moment. Today, I feel like I am confirming my baptism and faith in the church, and will be taking over my faith and developing it to how I feel. Going to the church has shaped much of who I am. For example, I've learned how to be kind and respectful in Sunday school, making the church an important part of my life then and even still now.
This past year in confirmation classes have taught me what it means to be a Christian and have helped me better understand my faith. Through the classes, I have felt a sense of community with other confirmands, my mentor Candy, and Pastor Craig. Although I am the youngest in this group, I now feel more of a part of this church family than I did before this year. I've grown more connected to and comfortable with the confirmands, Candy, and Craig. I've developed a deeper understanding of what it means to practice my faith in real-life situations. Having a group of people your own age to discuss your faith with is unique. In school, dance, or other clubs, you can't talk about religion, and there's rarely an opportunity to discuss very serious topics. I've learned that it's important to be able to discuss matters with people your own age and to be able to relate it to your faith. In my meetings with Candy, when we weren't talking about coffee or the mysterious workings of Snapchat, we have talked about the importance of helping others. I've realized that I'm lucky to have so many opportunities to give back to God. The discussions held in confirmation classes throughout this year have helped me to realize how important it is to be involved in community service. We've also talked about devastating current events that have challenged our faith. Take, for example, school shootings. I remember spending the majority of one meeting in February discussing the pandemic and our country's and schools' reactions to it. The subject is particularly heavy and difficult to talk about, especially considering our ages and personal connections to it. Being able to relate this to our religion has made the discussion different and much more impactful to me than talking about the same subject in school or with a different group of friends. Experiencing this challenge of our faith brought us closer together as a church family and a confirmand group. I've grown closer with the other confirmands in positive ways, too. We've shared the experience of community service and helping others. As Candy said in our most recent meeting, we are God's hands on earth, and sharing the rewarding feeling with the group has made us grow closer to each other because of our shared commitment to helping the community. Sharing a journey and a path of faith with this group of confirmands has made me feel more comfortable with them in a way that I can't be with any other group of friends. This wonderful journey has brought me closer to God and my church family. Thank you.
I believe that God is as simple as love and goodness. Worship is the way that people give thanks and praise to God, meaning that worship can happen anywhere, wherever it is that God's presence is felt. Over the past year, I've learned what it means to be a disciple of God. I've learned that everyone has their own image and their own beliefs of what God truly represents. I have come to think that God has a mission, and his mission is for humanity to be a part of the continuous miracle of creation. This year, I learned more about the history of the Christian church than I was expecting to. But it turned out that the history of the Christian church helped me to better understand God's role in humanity. I learned about how Jesus affected the lives of people on earth, and now I believe that Jesus was God's way of relating and connecting with human beings. His followers were able to grow together and create their own community and learned how to worship, preach, and heal together, similar to the group of confirmands. People came together and shared all of their own individual ideas about God and worship. One of God's missions is to teach us to come together and celebrate our differences. I learned that everyone has their own view of God. No two people have the same image of who or what God is to them. Personally, I feel God's presence is strongest in times of extreme happiness or extreme grief. I do not think that God is here to make sure that everything in our lives is perfect, but to be there to share the happiest moments with us and to help us through the saddest. I'm one of those people that thinks everything happens for a reason. And even when something goes wrong, in that moment I may be angry or sad, but I still trust that God will help me to get through it. Focusing on this idea has changed the way I see times of sadness and has greatly helped me get through them. When I was little, I would be upset with God, thinking that God was responsible for making these bad things happen. As I got slightly older, my view changed, and I understood that not everything in life is always fair and perfect. Whenever I have moments of pure joy, I feel God's presence alongside me, sharing that happy moment with me. All that God wants to create is good, and during my happiest times, I feel that God is happy with me. God's sole purpose is to create love and goodness, and understanding this helped me discover that what I truly want to do in life is to help others in any way that I can. I do not only want to help create goodness in this world, but to also help people in their darkest times, just like God helps me. Overall, this year, I have discovered more about myself, learned about how human history has affected the Christian church, and I have developed my own personal beliefs on God and what God is to me. I would like to thank Craig, my mentor Marge, and my parents and the other confirmands for helping me through this journey.
Good morning. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Max Kainamora. I have been part of this church ever since I was little. Over this time, I have learned that this church is a welcoming and safe environment. Knowing this, I would like to let all of you know that this past fall, when my parents told me that I could make my confirmations here, I told them I did not want to. I was hesitant because I knew the upcoming year would be extremely busy. I didn't think I would have the time for this faith journey. I attend a rigorous school and spend hours each day completing assignments. With this little time I have left, I can be found in the basketball court, practicing, playing, or completing over 50 hours of volunteer work with little kids on the fundamentals of basketball. Not to mention the fact that I was applying to secondary school this fall, which is very similar to applying to college. I cannot imagine having any time left in my schedule to even think about making my confirmation. I also read a book over summer that made me question my beliefs and my faith. No, I decided, I was not going to make my confirmation. Well, as you can see, my decision was overruled by my parents. As I stand here before you today, I can tell you, I'm glad my parents overruled my decision. Throughout my confirmation journey, I have learned many things about God and faith. One lesson that has stuck with me was about Jesus Christ, whether he was fully human, fully divine, or both. The lesson taught us about how Jesus wanted to relate to humans. He wanted to do this because he knew that if he came off as being only divine, people would be intimidated and his message would be lost. Jesus was also able to relate to humans because he shared the same things that humans felt and did. For many years, Christians have never come to understand how Jesus could be completely human and divine at the same time. Why is it important that Jesus is truly God, and why is it important that Jesus was truly human, were common questions. One part of the lesson was a story that related greatly to Jesus. This story was called The Parable of the Birds. The story was about a man who hated Christmas and who did not believe many things that Christians believed. On Christmas Eve, his wife and children all went to church for service. And he decided to stay home. The man sat at home and read the newspaper while it snowed outside. All of a sudden, he heard a loud thudding sound outside of his home. The man went to look outside, and he saw birds flying uncontrollably in the snowstorm, looking for a warm place to stay. The birds ended up hitting his window multiple times, which left them lying in the snow. He knew that the birds would die if they did not find the warmth they yearned for. The man wanted to help them, so he put on his winter clothes and went outside to lure them into his barn. The barn was a perfect place for the birds because of the warmth and shelter it provided. He opened the barn doors wide and waited for the birds to go inside. They did not move, so he decided to create a food trail to draw them inside of the barn. The birds did not even look at the food. He even tried to soothe them into the barn. The birds would go everywhere except to the barn. The man started to realize that the birds were scared of him and did not trust what he was doing. The only possible way he thought he could draw them to the barn was by becoming a bird himself. In the distance, he heard the church bells ring, and he said to himself, "Now I do understand. Now I see why you had to do it." The man was referencing Jesus and how he had to become fully human in order to make the humans believe in him. I share this parable with you because prior to making my confirmation, I never really thought about Jesus being fully divine and human. When reading this lesson, this was the first time that I had been introduced to the subject. I understood how some people disagree and believe he could have only been one thing. However, after reading the parable, it painted a clear picture for me how he could be both. The lesson and parable also related greatly to my life. Like I mentioned before, I volunteered with kids, teaching them the fundamentals of basketball. The kids' ages ranged from 5 to 10 years old, and oftentimes I'd be assigned to work with the youngest kids. This was one of my hardest tasks. The kids were so young, and when I tried to show them how to do something, they would never do it. When I told them to do something, they would never listen. When I did the drill with them, they would follow. When reading the parable, I immediately thought of this. I remember thinking, if only I could be their age and size, because it seemed like they were able to understand each other. The lesson connected to my own life is what enabled me to understand why Jesus was both fully human and divine. I enjoyed going on my confirmation journey and learning so much about my faith in God. As you can see, I found time in my busy schedule to explore what it means to be a disciple of God. When I study hard in school, I can improve what I learned with my grades. When I practice basketball, I can see my progress on the court. The end results of being confirmed might not be so easily observed, yet I know this process has helped me become a better person. I hope my family, friends, community, and the grander world will benefit from my work during this process. I'd like to thank Pastor Craig for teaching me so much during this process, my mentor, Bob Carberry, for leading me through this journey, and my fellow confirmands for their friendship and support. Thank you.
During the confirmation class, I heard fishing brought up in other ways. Jesus told the disciples to be fishers of men, which tells me that as a Christian, it is my job to spread the words to others. Also, I see my time at this church much like fishing with my grandfather. We talk, listen to music, and have fun. When we put our lines in the church service on Sundays, sometimes we don't catch anything and have to wait, but sometimes we come up with a great catch. Lot to think about and feed our souls. Well, I hope everyone has a great day. Amen.